I'm in Brussels Central Station. It's a huge concourse, really echoey, full of people going here and there, and there's a sense you could get to anywhere from here.
Do you speak English at all?
I speak English, yes, but...
I'm making a programme where I ask total strangers where they're going. I'm wondering where you're going.
Total strangers, but I'm not a stranger here, so...
You're a stranger to me.
I'm going to Antwerp.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
The thing I really enjoyed about Brussels is that the whole world seems to come here. It's fascinating.
Hi, where are you going?
To Paris next, but for now I just came from... Where did I just come from? From Ghent. I'm traveling all of Europe. I started in Sweden, and so I worked my way down, and now I'm going to walk around Brussels for a bit until I go to Paris and then on to Spain.
Cool, big trip.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah, I started January 1st and won't end until early April probably. I have a train pass, that one of the Eurail passes, so I can just get on any train to anywhere.
What's it been like so far?
Amazing. To come here and have people be so welcoming and so accepting and so open to help me or just show me around or do anything really has been incredible and life-changing already.
Have you met people on the way that you made friends with?
Yeah, every single time I've gone anywhere, every time I wander into a bar or a coffee shop, someone eventually comes up and is like, why are you sitting alone? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm from Los Angeles. They're like, okay, I understand.
What do you mean, I understand?
I understand. Everyone's just like, so you're just traveling around and have no idea what you're doing. And I'm like, yeah, exactly.
So what do you do when you're not traveling around? Are you a student?
I'm an actor in LA. I'm the cliche of an actor, filmmaker. I went to school for 2 years in Los Angeles. I was born and raised Colorado, and then right out of high school, moved by myself to Los Angeles. So I've always been someone who just picks up and goes places.
So it doesn't faze you?
No, not at all. It's a little scary and terrifying at times, but that's also when it's the most fun, because you get to figure it out.
So what's it like trying to make it as an actor in LA?
It's a struggle. It's a struggle. Everyone's out there to do it, and everyone's out there to be... get further in and try to make it, even though I've found out that making it doesn't exist. Making it's a myth that people like to talk about when they think about LA and celebrities and like, well, you haven't been on TV or you haven't been in a movie or you haven't been anywhere, so you haven't really made it. But also once you get any of those, as I've been on TV shows and commercials and things like that, once you're there, you want more. Just like as many Americans want, you have a certain amount of money, but you always want more money. So it's... It's a struggle, but it's good because it's what I love and it's what I'm passionate about and it's what makes me happy. And so if there's ever a struggle to be in, it should be one like that.
Do you make enough to live off?
No, not through acting, but eventually that's part of the dream, that I will, that I won't have to work all the side jobs that I do as a photographer or as a salesman.
And have you always been a kid who, did you put on shows when you were little? Were you that child?
Yeah. Yeah, I was always going to be that child from when I was 6 years old or even younger. It was always making people laugh or entertaining them in any way. And I'm like, well, I really enjoy doing this. I think I could make a life out of this.
And are your parents happy that that happened?
Not at first. They were scared. But just like when I told them that I was going to travel Europe by myself, they were scared. But they knew that it was something that I wanted for me and that I would always... They raised me well enough to know that I'm smart, relatively. Smart enough to get by on my own. So they love that I'm doing what I want.
What have you learned so far since January the 1st?
Gosh, what have I learned? So much. That first off, Europe is beautiful. And that just that the world is beautiful and that everyone needs to go out and see that there's so much more than just where you're at right now. What you're doing right now is beautiful and wonderful if you can enjoy it, but you can also do things in so many other places. God, I've met so many people who are just so kind and caring and giving and like willing to just offer up their home to me. People have let me in and let me sleep on their couch when I don't have anywhere to go. And that's what it should be about. And that's the beautiful thing out here is in LA, it's really easy to see how people just keep climbing on top of each other over and over. They just want to get higher and higher. And if you have to step on someone to do that, then that's how it is. But out here, it's just everyone's in this together. We're all going through all the same turmoil together, and so the least we could do is be there for one another.
It's quite a lot to have learned in 20 days.
Yeah, so we'll see what I learn in the next 20 days.
You'd be like Confucius by the time you get.
I'll go back and be just a monk. I'll go back and just be the wisest man in LA.
Do you think you'll still be wanting to act, or
Yes, I imagine so. Since I've been out here, I still continue to write, and I still continue to talk with all my friends who are back home, and I do miss it. I do. There's no place more exciting than on the stage or in front of a camera when you get to take a life and really make it your own, to enter your life into a whole other one, which was exciting when I came out here, that I just got to kind of make my life into something totally new and find out where it takes me. So we'll see. I don't know. That's what I've learned in 20 days. Maybe in another 20 days I'll learn something else and want to do something else and just keep traveling the world.
What's it like to act on stage? What's the emotional thing that goes on?
It's terrifying. You feel like you have to honor something. You feel like you're a part of something much bigger than you are, which you are. You're taking on a life of someone and the words of someone and the art and creativity of someone else that you get to try to put everything into. And just like when you travel around, it's terrifying right before you walk on stage, but it's also the most exciting thing in the world. There's nothing more exciting than walking onto a stage and just having to go, having to do it. There's no turning around and walking back off the stage and be like, nah, I changed my mind. You just keep moving forward, which is what we always have to do. So it's just, acting is just the most beautiful example of living a life.
How old are you?
24.
Thank you very much,
of
by
course.
The way.
My name's Catherine Carr, and this is Where Are You Going? Made by the team at Loftus Media.